You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A healthcare provider that prescribes abortion pills says they'll keep offering their services to Wyomingites despite the recent actions of the state legislature. Dr. Julie Amen is a medical director of Just the Pill, which offers telehealth appointments and then distributes medications through the mail to help people terminate pregnancies. She says she still has the ability to send certain pills to Wyoming.
Based on everything that we've read and had our lawyers read for this Wyoming ban that might go into effect in July, we would feel very comfortable sending misoprostol, and we know that it's a safe and effective method for patients.
The status of another popular medication, mifepristone, is uncertain after a federal judge blocked the Food and Drug Administration's approval of it. Just the Pill has served more than 500 patients in Wyoming since December 2021. That includes about 50 people who traveled from Utah and 40 from Idaho. The Wyoming legislature became the first state to explicitly ban the use of abortion pills earlier this year, though there is already a legal challenge to that law. Amid a gap in affordable living options in Teton County, officials are looking for solutions to help seniors and people with disabilities, but they don't have the answers yet. KHOL's Hannah Versbach has more.
An estimated 1,000 people in Teton County are living with some kind of disability, from younger people with cognitive differences to seniors who need help bathing and dressing. The county and the town of Jackson recently got an update on affordable housing needs in the region. Jean Day with the town's Equity Task Force says there's a huge gap in communal living options for these groups.
Big need, totally unmet need for people with aging problems, can't be alone anymore.
Officials approved $25,000 to hire a consultant to study these housing needs and come up with a plan to address them. The housing department will return to the table to present a proposal, which could include several community partners, this time next year. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Cuts to water use on the Colorado River could be split evenly among some southwestern states. A draft plan released Tuesday lays out options the federal government might take to protect water levels at the nation's largest reservoirs. Heavy snow this winter has eased some pressure on the river, but a long-term gap between supply and demand remains. Esteban Lopez is a river commissioner from New Mexico.
This year, we've been given a rare gift. The hydrology this year has been nothing short of amazing. And I think it's now up to us to assure that we don't squander it.
The federal plan considers a few options. One would issue water cutbacks to Arizona, California, and Nevada based on current laws. Another would spread those cuts evenly across those states. The final plan is expected this summer. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.